Part 3. I met Mr. Pye by the church. He was talking to Emily Barton and turned to me with obvious pleasure. So, a real Sunday newspaper murder here in Limstock. Only a little servant, but still it is news, Miss Barton said. It is shocking. She was such a nice girl. She came to me from the children's home where she had lived for most of her life, and Partridge was very pleased with her. Then she went to work for the Symingtons. Of course, said Mr. Pye. But Limstock, I am afraid, is not what it was. Anonymous letters, murders. What next? Emily Barton said, They don't think that the two are connected, I hope. An interesting idea, said Mr. Pye. The girl knew something, therefore she was murdered. Yes, yes, of course. How clever of you to think of it. I can't bear to think of it. And Emily Barton turned away, walking very fast. What do you really think about all this business? I asked Mr. Pye. Such unlikely people can surprise you by doing such strange things, he replied. So I would advise the police to forget fingerprints and handwriting and to study character. Notice instead what people do with their hands and the way they eat their food, and if they laugh sometimes for no obvious reason. Mad, I said. Completely mad, said Mr. Pye. But you'd never know it. And he walked happily off down the street.